This episode is brought to you by IVP. We may say that the Bible is God's word, but do we truly believe that it's trustworthy? Author Susan Lim believes that we may not fully comprehend the context that formed what we now call the Bible. In her book, Light of the Word, Lim recounts how the Bible was assembled and shows the trustworthiness of Scripture through her compelling historical study. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Light of the Word for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Nehemiah chapter 10. On the sealed documents were the following names: Nehemiah the governor, son of Hakaliah, along with Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Meluch, Haram, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Gineathon, Barak, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites were as follows: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui, sons of Henadad, Kadmiel. Their colleagues were as follows: Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kelita, Peliah, Hanan, Mika, Rehob, Hashbiah, Zakor, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Benai, and Beniu. The leaders of the people were as follows: Perosh, Pehath-Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Azgad, Bebi, Adonijah, Megve, Adin, Atar, Hezekiah, Azor, Hodiah, Hashem, Beziah, Harif, Anaoth, Nebi, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hezir, Mesh-Ezabel, Zadok, Jedua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Ananiah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashab, Helohesh, Hilhai, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabni, Masei, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Meluch, Haram, and Bena. Now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple attendants, and all those who have separated themselves from the neighboring peoples because of the law of God, along with their wives, their sons, and their daughters, all of whom are able to understand, hereby participate with their colleagues, the town leaders, and enter into a curse and an oath to adhere to the law of God, which was given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, along with his ordinances and his statutes. We will not give our daughters in marriage to the neighboring peoples, and we will not take their daughters in marriage for our sons. We will not buy on the Sabbath or on a holy day from the neighboring peoples who bring their wares and all kinds of grain to sell on the Sabbath day. We will let the fields lie fallow every seventh year, and we will cancel every loan. We accept responsibility for fulfilling the commands to give one-third of a shekel each year for the work of the temple of our God, for the loaves of presentation, and for the regular grain offerings and regular burnt offerings, for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, for the appointed meetings, for the holy offerings, for the sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the temple of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people, have cast lots concerning the wood offerings to bring them to the temple of our God according to our families at the designated times year by year to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as is written in the law. We also accept responsibility for bringing the first fruits of our land and the first fruits of every fruit tree year by year to the temple of the Lord. We also accept responsibility, as is written in the law, for bringing the firstborn of our sons and our cattle and the firstborn of our herds and of our flocks to the temple of our God, to the priests who are ministering in the temple of our God. We also bring the first of our course meal, of our contributions, of the fruit of every tree, of new wine, and of olive oil to the priests at the storerooms of the temple of our God, along with the tenth of the produce of our land to the Levites. For the Levites are the ones who collect the tithes in all the cities where we work. A priest of Aaron's line will be with the Levites when the Levites collect the tithes, and the Levites will bring up a tenth of the tithes to the temple of our God, to the storerooms of the treasury. The Israelites and the Levites will bring the contribution of the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil to the storerooms, where the utensils of the sanctuary are kept, and where the priests who minister stay, along with the gatekeepers and the singers. We will not neglect the temple of our God. Psalm 46. For the music director, by the Korites, according to the Alamoth style, a song. God is our strong refuge. He is truly our helper in times of trouble. For this reason, we do not fear when the earth shakes and the mountains tumble in the depths of the sea, when its waves crash and foam and the mountains shake before the surging sea. Selah. The river's channels bring joy to the city of God, the special, holy dwelling place of the Most High. God lives within it. It cannot be moved. God rescues it at the break of dawn. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms are overthrown. God gives a shout. The earth dissolves. The Lord of heaven's armies is on our side. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Come, witness the exploits of the Lord, who brings devastation to the earth. He brings an end to wars throughout the earth. He shatters the bow and breaks the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Stop your striving and recognize that I am God. I will be exalted over the nations. I will be exalted over the earth. The Lord of heaven's armies is on our side. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." Selah. Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name bring honor, for the sake of your loyal love and faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are made of silver and gold. They are man-made. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell, hands but cannot touch, feet but cannot walk. They cannot even clear their throats. Those who make them will end up like them, as will everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. O family of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. You, loyal followers of the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. The Lord takes notice of us. He will bless. He will bless the family of Israel. He will bless the family of Aaron. He will bless his loyal followers, both young and old. May he increase your numbers, yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any of those who descend into the silence of death. But we will praise the Lord, now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. New Testament reading, Revelation chapter 11. Chapter 11, the fate of two witnesses. Then a measuring rod, like a staff, was given to me, and I was told, "Get up and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and the ones who worship there, but do not measure the outer courtyard of the temple. Leave it out, because it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant my two witnesses authority to prophesy for 1,260 days, dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouths and completely consumes their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, they must be killed this way. These two have the power to close up the sky so that it does not rain during the time they are prophesying. They have power to turn the waters to blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague whenever they want. When they have completed their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will make war on them and conquer them and kill them. Their corpses will lie in the street of the great city that is symbolically called Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord was also crucified. For 3.5 days, those from every people, tribe, nation, and language will look at their corpses because they will not permit them to be placed in a tomb. And those who live on earth will rejoice over them and celebrate, even sending gifts to each other, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and tremendous fear seized those who were watching them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." So the two prophets went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies stared at them. Just then a major earthquake took place and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has come and gone. The third is coming quickly. The seventh trumpet. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Then the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God threw themselves down with their faces to the ground and worshiped God with these words, "We give you thanks, Lord God, the all-powerful, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations were enraged, but your wrath has come, and the time has come for the dead to be judged, and the time has come to give to your servants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints and to those who revere your name, both small and great. And the time has come to destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was visible within his temple. And there were flashes of lightning, roaring, crashes of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. Your word is true. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, O God, for your word, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are indeed Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, we need you even when we know that we do because we're in desperation, and even when we believe that we are actually capable of figuring everything out all by ourselves, when things seem to be going well, there is not a moment that we do not need the God of life, the God of compassion, the God of great wisdom, the God of justice. And so we acknowledge together today, Lord, that we need you. We have no shame in that. That indeed is our reality. And God, we thank you that you are a deliverer, that you rescue us from ourselves and from lies, but you also rescue us in tangible ways from injustice and harm and danger. And you have rescued us eternally to a hope that is found in you, O God. We thank you, great deliverer, for rescuing your people. Lord God, we cry out to you today. We intercede, O God, recognizing that those of us who are in Christ are a part of your royal priesthood. And as priests, O Lord, we intercede today for the state of our world. Wherever we find ourselves, in cities and towns and states and nations, wherever we find ourselves listening right now, O God, we seek your intervention, O God, to stop the ways of war. We pray, O God, that you, O Lord, would remind us of that great and amazing vision of our weapons of warfare being beaten into weapons of gardening, O Lord, returning to our original image of humanity, O Lord, not as warriors, but as gardeners. God, we seek to see things grow and to mature and to have life. And God, we stand against things that are destroyed and snuffed out and crushed, O God. We know that you are a God of life and vitality. And so, God, we ask for your intervention to stop wars in our world and in our land, O God. We pray right now for those of us, especially who are listening in the United States. We pray, O God, for your divine intervention that you would be at work, O Lord, as it relates to mass shootings and the deaths of innocent people. God, we pray right now that you would show yourself compassionate and mighty to save and a great deliverer. We ask for your divine intervention, Lord. We ask for your divine intervention that you would pour out wisdom, wisdom to us and wisdom to people in positions of authority and influence, O God. We pray, O Lord, that it would be never said of the people of God that we are submitted to idols, idols who cannot speak, idols who cannot walk, idols who cannot deliver us, that we are so enthralled with money and with resources and being in the good graces of some type of political entity, Lord God, that we do not stand for righteousness and holiness and justice. Oh God, would you break our delusion from such idols, Lord? Would you remind us that it is you that is the great protector and not any weapon that we can own? Merciful God, help us to always remember to trust in the living God and not chariots and warfare. And we pray, oh God, that you would grant to us peace, that you would grant to us joy, that you would grant to us compassion and mercy, that you would make us more and more like Esther when it comes to righteousness and holiness and justice, that you would grant to us a come what may kind of spirit, that no matter what, whether we live or whether we perish, that we stand on the truth of the word of God, that whether we live or whether we perish, that we do what is right according to your law and your ethics and your ways, oh God. And so we need supernatural courage to do that. We need an impartation of your spirit to give us that type of boldness and meekness, oh God. So pour out your spirit today. Help us, oh Lord, to become more and more like Jesus. Help us indeed to be people who are grateful in the way that we live and act and think and move, the way that we vote, the way that we care for others, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, that you would cause us to be pleasing in your sight, that we, our worship and the lives that we live would be a sweet fragrance before your nostrils of kindness and compassion and holiness and righteousness, oh God. For your name's sake, prepare us, oh Lord. Prepare us to be sanctuaries. Prepare us to be temples, our very lives, our very bodies. Prepare us, O Lord, that we would walk in righteousness and mercy and compassion, and that we would disdain war and injustice and victimization and oppression, O God. And we would delight in justice and compassion and deliverance and peace and in holiness. Give us the mind of Christ that we might think and desire that which is good. And it is in your name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.